This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, so Adam Schefter from ESPN confirms the rumors that the Dolphins will host the Washington Commanders Sunday, November 16th, from Santiago Bernabeu Stadium. I'm sure I'm pronouncing that incorrectly. In Madrid.
Vamanos. Let's go.
Book your trip. Get your Spain on. Mm-mm. Commanders playing in Spain Sunday, November 16th. EB, put it on your notes in your phone right now. You got to wake up like at 9 o'clock. Get your breakfast ready. Mm. You're going to be eating bacon and eggs and watching the Commanders beat up the Dolphins at 9:30 a.m. Sunday, November 16th.
I kind of hate that.
NFL Network.
Let's go, baby.
It'll be on NFL Network? Yeah.
That's big.
I guess.
And you can go to Spain.
I'm not going to Spain.
Make sure your passport is updated.
Cakes, look up flights.
I'll tell you right now.
How long, Jason, is
it's
the flight?
8 hours straight. We looked it up yesterday.
8 hours straight.
As long as you don't get a stop like somewhere in like Lisbon. I don't know if you'd stop in Lisbon to go to Madrid. I have no idea. Maybe London. Maybe London is
you can get a stopover. You can get a ticket for $372 on this one.
Oh. Very nice. We must have some.
That's a deeply discounted.
Is that a direct flight?
You're flying like
how
on
much
the wing.
Is it? How much did you say?
$375.
They're in $75. Yeah.
Is that one way? Is that direct? What is that?
That was a one wayer.
I don't want to deal with
that
it.
That was a one wayer. All right. So it's
customs.
$750 round trip.
And
DC to Madrid. Yeah. Oh, I'm on Expedia. Let's do this. Let's book this trip.
Breaking news.
I've got flights $224.
I missed it. I was in the bathroom.
Breaking news. Commanders.
They made it official.
Schefter just tweeted the official international schedule.
Well, we're not surprised, right? Because it was down to them or the Bengals, based on the rumors, the internet rumors. So it's a big deal. Absolutely. That Jaden's going to be over in Europe playing.
I can get a round trip from BWI to Madrid for $348.
What?
I find that hard to believe.
All right, what's the date, Cakes?
The date is November 16th.
What airline?
That's on an airline called Play.
Play?
Whoa. Play Airlines?
I've never, ever heard of that.
They're
going
to play with your life.
Yeah.
I don't. You sure it's not like Playa?
I mean, it says P-L-A-Y. I mean, I can read English last time I checked.
Okay.
I mean, there's an Air Canada flight for $472. There's a United flight from $472.
So what?
Turns out it's cheap to fly to Madrid. Who knew?
So you sure those aren't one way rates?
I'm looking, $472 round trip.
Mm. Or stops.
So I'd have to look
the cheapest
up.
One that I found has one stop, but it's like it makes it an overnight. So I'll throw that out. The second cheapest, and I put in the dates. I'm going to leave on a Thursday and come back on a Monday.
Perfect.
$585. It's gonna end up costing like $1,000. It's gonna end up costing like $1,000 because that's
just
what they do
flight.
On these sites.
Just sort of flight. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever. If you want to go to Spain,
I'm gonna select basic economy. Now I got to choose my return flight. Do I want a 16-hour trip with one stop, ooh, which is 4 hours? I mean,
16 hours?
These trips are kind of long.
Give me a break.
All right.
People don't even want to drive an hour to FedEx Field. You guys want to fly for 16 hours?
I'm just going to stay there for 5 days.
Don't you want like an international experience for a commander's trip?
No.
You don't have that on your bucket list?
Zero desire.
You know what I kind of covet? I understand technology has theoretically made this easier.
Yeah.
I covet old school travel agents that just did it for you.
No, we can't go backwards with travel agents, JP.
They even exist.
I do want paper tickets to come back, though. I'll be honest, I've acquiesced to digital boarding passes. I have gotten with the times.
All right, do you want only direct flights?
Old school ticket.
Yeah. You can't.
Direct flights. JP, we're at the age where we are going to pay for a direct flight. I don't need to spend 2 hours in the Montreal airport. No thank you. Yeah. With all those Canadiens fans. No thanks. I'm out on that.
Are you looking?
Yeah, I think I hit what a hotel. I was on flights.
What are the tickets for the game will be? At least $100 a ticket, right?
I would guess more than that.
More than that? Yeah.
I would assume.
By the way, somebody sent all of us. You can always tweet us at Junks Radio, but it might have been on Instagram. Sports Junkies right on Instagram. How much they spent on a Disney week.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Now, they said they went with a family of 8.
I thought we just did this bit.
Yeah, but it's just
family
22K, dude.
Oh, that's
22K.
They're actually dumb people. They're dumb. They're lighting their money on fire.
By the way,
the 22K doesn't mean much to them.
Here is your full international sched. All right, Friday, September 5th, we already knew this. The Chargers are going to be in Brazil. Rumor is that they'll be hosting the Kansas City Chiefs. Mm-hmm. That's Friday, September 5th. Sunday, end of September 28th, the Vikings are taking on the Steelers in Dublin. The Vikings apparently love being overseas because the next week they're playing the Browns in London. Then mid-October, you've got the Broncos taking on the Jets, also in London. Following weekend, Rams against the Jags in London at Wembley Stadium. Then you move to November. The Falcons are going to be taking on the Colts in Berlin. Mm-hmm. And the final international game, just announced, Commanders at Dolphins, Sunday, November 16th.
Which week is that?
I don't know. Probably week 11 or 12. I'm just guessing off the top of my head. So if you're a Commanders fan and you love international travel, this is the trip for you. You can bone up on your Spanish, get your passport ready, and you can go watch Jaden Daniels with his mom in the stands rooting for the Commanders against the Fish.
That's going to be, is it the week they all speculated, like week 11 or whatever?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it is week 11. Yeah, that's
right. What about week one? What's going on in week one?
We don't have a leak
yet. You got to wait until tomorrow.
Wait until tomorrow.
You know what we should do tomorrow? We should do our best guess for week one. Each of us come up with.
Well, you had narrowed it down, right? Didn't you narrow it down to only like 3 or 4 choices for week one? Somehow, I can't remember how you did.
I did for the home opponent. I'm theorizing. I'm stealing this from Kevin Sheehan.
All right.
The Commanders have opened at home 4 of the last 5 seasons, so he thinks that they're going to start on the road, and because of some of the various schedule leaks we've already gotten. We know that they can only open against, I think, 4 or 5 teams on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Giants are one, the Falcons are another. I can't remember the other teams off the top of my head.
So I used orbits.
Okay.
All right.
Yes.
I did include stops because it's cheaper.
Yes. Where are you stopping?
I'll fly from BWI to Madrid. It's going to take me a total of 10 hours and 55 minutes.
It's not horrible. Where's your stop?
Leave at 8:30 p.m. I'm not sure.
All right.
1:25 p.m. arrival in Spain. Then I'm going to leave Spain at 12:40 p.m. So I get to sleep in Spain a little bit.
Okay, yeah.
It's going to get me back to the old Estados Unidos at 7:20. It's a 12-hour and 40-minute trip. $935.
It's not horrible.
Just a flight.
Jason would never do it.
Looks like I'm stopping in Charlotte, Cakes.
That's one of the busiest airports I've ever been in my life.
I'm stopping in London on the way to Madrid, right. But on the way back, I'm stopping in Charlotte.
Well, at least you're not stopping in Atlanta.
So I think those $300 t- ticket prices we saw initially. Well, that's fantasy land.
So many fees.
That's probably for one way.
No checked luggage whatsoever.
Yeah. I think at minimum it's going to be $800-900
Easy.
At minimum.
Well, minimum.
Nikki Jabala just retweeted video of the stadium there.
Yeah.
That I guess has been renovated of late. It is a massive, massive stadium.
Let me look up the
Santiago
capacity.
Bernabeu.
100K?
I don't know. It looks huge to me. Looks like, I don't know, in 2023, around that time, maybe they renovated it.
That stadium holds, let's see, 78,200.
Wow, it looks bigger than
so
that.
So almost 80,000.
It looks like
but their record attendance for a Real Madrid versus AC Milan game, now this is 1956. Yeah. Somehow they packed 129,000 people in there.
Yeah. I mean, it looks huge, but it looks like they've maybe they added a roof. They have some sort of retractable roof, it looks like.
I'm going to guess there won't be 129,000 people there when the Commanders take on the Dolphins.
Right.
I'm going to guess the fire marshal might shut that down.
We're all just going with this because Schefter tweeted it. Did he say, like, he could confirm that the NFL...
Well, he's got the whole international schedule.
Yeah, I believe it's probably
true.
He's got the whole thing.
Okay.
Was it seven games?
It says more scheduling announcements, the NFL's full 2025 international slate.
Yep. Right.
So I don't think this is any kind of rumor or hearsay.
Right.
It's official.
All right.
Rumor is the Commanders look like a good candidate to play on Christmas Day. Not sure of the opponent.
Why
is you're shaking your head?
Why are you making
I think
that?
JP Finley...
Has he disputed that?
God, I hate schedule. I think when they tweeted it out, he did the math.
Okay.
And he said that they, because of... The only team that they could have played was the Chiefs on Christmas Day.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I think for whatever reason, the math doesn't check out. Hold on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It said he retweeted NFL on Prime Video about the Broncos and Chiefs on Christmas Day. Then JP Finley retweeted it and said, okay, so we know Washington is not headed to KC on Christmas. So I guess maybe they could play another team on Christmas.
I think they're theorizing maybe at Lambeau Christmas Day.
Hmm.
That would be it, and that would be the Netflix bit.
On Netflix.
Oh, it's going to be butt expensive to watch all the Commanders games next season.
You better have all your streaming services.
You
better have them all up, Peacock.
Brad in Ashburn. Brad, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, guys. I travel for work all the time. And I travel to Europe two or three times a year. Yeah. And I'm going to Madrid this summer.
All right.
So first off, when you go to Europe, you do not want to connect. You want to go nonstop. So pick a nonstop flight.
Okay.
Two, JP is right that you can change your date and time when you travel, and you can get your ticket prices go up and down by hundreds of dollars on any. The next thing is if you know that it's an overnight flight, no matter what, and the date that you actually buy your ticket makes a difference in the price. So there are a whole
They always say buy on Tuesdays, right?
It could be a Tuesday. It could be a Friday. Yeah, just you need to adjust your travel days, and the ticket prices will change.
Hmm.
But the $800 sort of round trip thing is going to be about what you're looking at.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, I found one for like $800.
Right.
All right.
Are you going to go?
I know. Am I going to go?
He's not going twice.
I have to travel for work in the fall quite a bit, so I probably wouldn't have time.
Okay.
Right.
All right. Thanks for the tidbit.
Thank you, Brad. Appreciate the info.
I want to hear from people who are going. They are resolute. They already know.
They're going?
Definitely lock them going. Maybe they're going to wait till tomorrow when the official schedule release comes out, but this seems like a certainty. Are you making travel plans right now to go? 800-636-1067. Yeah, I mean, I think the flight's going to be between 800 to 1,000. I've put in different variations.
That sounds right.
I think I got one down to like 700.
Don't these games usually...
I don't see any nonstops, by the way.
Don't these games usually suck because, like, the fans aren't really that super invested. It's like on a weird neutral vibe at 9 a.m.
It's a different vibe because it's a neutral site.
Yeah.
But I think the fans get into it.
Yeah. I think if you're watching a random game, like if it's a Colts-Jaguars game in London, you don't have the same energy for it when you're watching. But if it's your team, you're going to be sized.
Yeah. You're sized either way. Right. But it's just saying the environment just kind of sucks.
It's different. No doubt.
Yeah.
Plus, it's a 9:30 kick.
That's so weird. I'm going to be in my freaking underwear.
Yep.
Not if you're there.
I'm not going.
If you're there, it's not going to be 9:30.
I'm not going. What do you even drive to Lando? I'm not going.
Is that summer trip happening? Remember you said you were bailing on a trip like everybody wanted to go to Paris? Are they doing that this year?
We're going to go to Italy with Coop and the basketball team. But turns out, remember I told you it's like some one in every 20-year celebration. And every
family canceled it.
Every tourist in the country is going.
Yeah, you can't do that.
So yeah,
got to stay a while.
I wasn't going regardless. It could have been an empty country. I wouldn't have gone.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
International traveler, Eric Bickle.
Now, remind me, the last time Washington played internationally, was it the Bengals when they played in London?
I think that's
right. Was it a tie?
It was a tie.
Yeah, because Dustin,
somebody missed an extra point,
wasn't
right?
It Dustin Hopkins?
His field, shocker, was slippery. It was wet.
Pitch. The pitch.
The pitch was wet.
I think it was Hopkins who missed
it. I think you're right.
Yeah.
Grudog was the coach, if my memory serves correct.
Grudog was the coach.
Yep, correct. All right, when we come back, we will talk about the Washington Capitals. They have their backs against the wall. They're in a 3-1 hole. Coming back to Capital One Arena for Game 5 against the Hurricanes. Alan May from Monumental Sports Network. He'll join us next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.